Traveling the Space Coast with the Gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
And I'm starting here in Ecclesiastes 1, starting at verse 2. Ecclesiastes 1, starting at verse 2, life. Life in Christ. And here we find Solomon, one of the wisest men that's around. We find Solomon that, if you can probably kill the keyboard and the rest of the sounds, just mute everything except myself. That's life. We're dealing with life issues today, right now. We never know what can happen in an instant. We never know. Ecclesiastes 1 says this, starting at verse 2. It says, vanity of vanities. Vanities of vanities. Now, when we look at vanities, it simply say meaningless or purposeless. Meaninglessness or purposeless. What meaning does life have today? My accomplishments, all that I'm doing. Vanity of vanity. All is vanity. Here's Solomon, the wisest man in that time, in that age. He said that all is vanity. And we're going to see why this was said on down in Scripture. He said, what advantage does man have in all his work, which he does under the sun? What advantage do we have? I know we all have jobs. Thought about our savings. You know, we're saving our money. We got a 401. Everything's looking good. Everything's going fine. You know, we got our homes. We got our houses. And we find out today that all these material things that we are accomplishing, the things we are gaining, what meaning does it have in our life in Christ? What meaning does it have? What does it mean because my 401 look good? What does it mean because my bank account look good? What does it mean because I have a nice car? What does it mean because I have a nice home? What does it mean? Solomon said all is vanity. He said generation goes and generation come, but the earth remains forever. Vanity. Isn't it something I work every day? Saving. I'm not going to be able to take none of it with me. Isn't that something? Those fine homes we're living in, the money we're saving, and I'm constantly reminding that, you know, we need to be saving some money. Maybe we need to save more. We need to put back more. Yeah, that's good to save, but let us not understand that, listen, we need God. We need God. Listen to what 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 says. He said, for we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either. Isn't that something? We're working hard. We really want to live this life here. We really want to live. And it's good. You know, we really want to have things. That's good, too. We really want to accomplish things. And all that is good. But the thing about it is everything we accomplish in natural life, we cannot carry it over. We got the accomplishments. The bank account look good. That car look good. But you know what? Only thing that we leave, we can leave is a legacy. It's good to have a legacy. It's good to have that legacy. But we must understand this, that whatever we are doing, whatever we are gathering, that we cannot take it with us. And what importance is that in God's kingdom? What importance is it? And I'm glad to be where we are. It's good to accomplish things in life, but let us not get to the point where we are depending on what we have and not depending on Jesus. Or we feel that we make it like the man said, you know what, today I've got, you know, I worked hard, I got all this together, I'm going to build some new bonds. It was a story in the world, said the man said, I'm going to build me some new bonds. I'm going to build back better. But then the Lord said, this day your soul shall be required. So what good is it for us to accomplish? And let us do accomplish. But let us understand that out of all that we accomplish, we still need the Lord in our lives. Vanity. He says all vanity is all useless because I can't take it with me. Listen to what the word says. Now, this is Solomon talking, and we know Solomon, he's gathered so much, and he's up there. You know, it's good to have that financial stability in your life, but he thought about something in his whole truth today. Listen to what he said in Ecclesiastes 2, verses 18. Solomon talking, he said, thus I hated all the fruit of my labor for which I have labored under the sun. For I must leave it to the man who will come after me. All that I gathered, all that I worked for, all that I have in the bank, all my accomplishments, all that stuff, he said, I have to leave it for another man. Somebody who, well, he said, whoever will come after me. And who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool. We can't take it with us. We already know that. We need Jesus. He said, I'm upset. I've did all this work. I've gathered all this. And I've stored all this up only for someone else. Man, that's something to think about. We're not going to live forever. He said, yet he have control over all the fruit of my labor, for which I have labored by acting wisely under the sun. This too is vanity. I've acted wise. I built it all up. I got everything in order, everything in line. But you know what? Since I can't take it with me, when I leave, I just build something else for somebody else. And you say, who knows whether they're going to be wise or if they're going to be a fool? Who knows? All that labor, all that work, can we see the importance of having Jesus in the life? Can we see the importance of having God in our life? You know, the thing about it, we are here because of the planning of God. That's why we are here. And we are here not only for in his planning, but we are here for God. Even though we're accomplishing things in life, we're building up things in life, but we are here for God. We're not here for all these things that we have in our life. Those things, we're not here for things. We're here to glorify God. And I thank God for all those things that he give us along the way, but that's not why we're here. We thank God for all that he's doing in our life. We thank God for adding to our life. I thank God for dimension, but I have to always understand, but I'm here, or we are here for God. We are not here to try to get another house. We're not here to try to get the best car. We're not here to have the biggest bank account. We are here for God. Wow. And that's why we're here. You think we're here just what? We're going to enjoy life. We're going to everything in the bank. We got it. Oh, I'm having a good time. If we don't have Christ in our life, we are not really having a good time. Our flesh is happy. Our flesh is happy. But what about when it comes time when I have to leave all my possessions to someone else? And even in that, you know, we try to make the decision as to, let me see who is going to be more wise with what I'm going to leave. You know, I can't leave it for this one. I can't leave it for that one. So we plan who we want to leave it for. But even in our planning, you know, who God is going to have the last say so in that. You know, I said the other week how somebody had a will in Metro and found another will in the couch that supersedes the will that they thought was in place. We don't know God. We don't know what God is going to do. The only thing we need to make sure that we have is that we are anchored in God. And he's going to add to our lives. He's going to bless us. He's going to add to our lives. He's going to do that. That's a guarantee. That's in his word in Second Peter. He said, I give you everything that pertains to life and godliness through what? The true knowledge of God. If I'm in the knowledge of God, one thing I know about the Lord, that I'm blessed. And if I don't have it, that don't mean that God is not going to give it to me. All I have to do is wait for the promises of God, because my God cannot lie. My God will not lie. If he said it, it has to happen. He said he's going to bless me. He has to bless me. He told my mother that he was going to save her seed. But guess what? Here I am. I was clubbing. I didn't know anything about it. I wasn't trying to find my way to church. I don't know about anybody else, but I wasn't trying to find my way. I was happy where I was. I was happy DJing. I was happy out there. But God had a plan for my life. And some of you was out there doing your mess, but God had a plan for you. And when your name came up, guess what? You had to step on in. God knows what he's doing. He let us get all the training that we need in the world before he brought us in. Now he said, you have a testimony. You can minister to someone else that went through the same thing you went through. You can encourage them and let them know that God is yet God. And if he did it for me, he can do it for you. But God knows. God knows what he's doing. He don't make mistakes. He told Jeremiah, he said, you know what? Before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you. Wow. When do you think God knew us? The same way. Before we was in our mother's womb, God knew us. Not only did he know us, he already had a plan for our lives. Oh, we think we're doing something right now? God already had everything wrote out. Everything you did up until right now, God already had it wrote down. And matter of fact, he got everything wrote down before you leave this world. It's already wrote down. All I have to do is accept Christ and live. Lord Jesus, Lord. Listen to what Ephesians say. Ephesians 1 verse 3. For me, it takes a scripture. He told Jeremiah, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. Ephesians 1 verse 3, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has blessed.
Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue, in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His Word decreed that He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.